This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, March 18th. God's word for you today is seed power. This is part one. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Corinthians 3, verse 5, which says, "Not that we are adequate in ourselves, so as to consider anything as having come from ourselves, but our adequacy is from God." Matthew 17, verse 20 says, "I tell you the truth, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." In summary, what Jesus is saying to us is, it is not about how big your faith is, it is about how big your God is. What is required to move the mountain size problem is not a mountain size faith, but a mustard seed faith. Moving mountains has nothing to do with how big your faith is. A lot of the time, we think that because our faith is not as big as that brother or that sister's faith, then our mountains cannot be moved. We think that if we have faith, like our life group leaders, then things will just be rosy. God is saying, not so, because it is not how big your faith is, it is how big your God is. So God has to reduce your faith to as small as a mustard seed so that you can give room for Him to work and take out the mountain-sized problem. To put this in a proper perspective, we have included two pictures in today's devotional. The first is the picture of the mustard seed. Look how small the mustard seed is. And Jesus is saying that seed is not minimized in potential, even though it is small in size. A mustard seed faith is not a small faith in the sense of potential, and it is because when the mustard seed is planted, it becomes a huge tree. Now look at the tree in the second picture. Look at how big it is. That tree came from that small seed. Can you see the people under the tree? Therefore, if I can find my mustard seeds of faith and plant my mustard seeds of faith, it unleashes a huge potential that can move mountains. And the potential is limitless. Jesus is saying, what happens is, when you have the mustard seed of faith, you give God the room to be God. Have you heard some people talk about their faith? You will think they are God. Have you come across any of such? I have. But Jesus says, all you and I need is mustard seed faith. The question is, how do I plant my mustard seed faith? Four things, and these four things are totally indispensable. The first is, listen to God. Listen to God. Listen to God. Psalm 85 verse 8 says, "I listen carefully to what God the Lord is saying." How can you build a life of faith if you do not know the word? How can you know the word if you do not listen carefully? You need to listen. Faith comes how? By hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We need to listen carefully. The challenge is, most times we do not listen. We assume we know. Do not assume. Listen. Just listen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I admit that I am not adequate in myself. My adequacy comes from you alone. Lord, teach me to listen with all my heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.